Ever feel, you know, sometimes you need like a whole degree just to understand what's going on in aviation these days. Well, today we're diving into this whole aircraft part shortage everyone's talking about. Got some really interesting articles here from Aviation Maintenance Magazine, and they found some seriously impressive tech solutions. Companies are using these to, I mean, keep planes in the air.
It's a fascinating area. I mean, especially now, right? I mean, this whole post-COVID situation, it's really shaking things up. Supply chains are different now.
Yeah, totally. And for those companies, those MROs,
Maintenance, repair, and overhaul.
finding those parts, it's got to be like essential. I mean, it's not just running to the store for a new light bulb or something.
It's not. No, you're talking about, highly specialized components. A lot of times with very, very specific requirements and a delay, even on one part. That can throw everything off. Flight cancellations, passengers are frustrated. It all kind of snowballs.
For sure. And so this is where these IT solutions are coming in. It's kind of like they're really the ones behind the scenes making sure everything keeps moving. They're making the industry not just survive, but really thrive. Like, have you heard of FAR sound?
I have, yeah.
Okay, so imagine like a vending machine, but it's not snacks, it's engine parts.
Wow.
That's FAR
That's
sound.
what they're doing. That's a perfect example, right? That's exactly how technology is solving this.
It's
I mean,
amazing.
what I find so impressive about Farsound is they're all about being transparent. They're building this e-commerce platform, and it's going to give MROs this real-time look at what they have, like global stock levels right there.
So you can see how many of like, I don't know, like certain type of engine are available.
Imagine you need to know right now how many Pratt & Whitney JT8D engines are out there globally, their average price, even what the price might be next month. All right there.
That's got to be so helpful for planning and budgeting.
Oh, absolutely. And it builds trust too, right? Which it's
Yeah.
aviation where it's all about safety.
Of course.
That's huge.
Absolutely. And speaking of game changers, we got to talk about ILS. I mean, these guys are thinking big picture. Like, picture this: a digital warehouse, but it's holding over 1 billion aircraft parts.
It's mind-boggling, the scale of it.
That's ILS Marketplace.
They're pulling off something incredible with data, sophisticated algorithms, AI. They even have robots in the mix.
Robots.
Yeah, all working to track those parts, see what the market's doing, and then bam, connect buyers and sellers. Super
Man.
fast, super accurate.
So instead of those old catalogs or calling across time zones,
Right.
they just log in.
Exactly. And because ILS is constantly updating, the information is current. MROs know what's available, what it costs right now. That's what matters.
It's going to be key in such a competitive industry. Okay, so now let's talk about STS Component Solutions. They're like the creative problem solvers, always one step ahead, right? They're into 3D printing. Yeah, to make parts when you need them. And they do those custom inventory programs too.
It's funny you should mention that. Remember last year, all those flights grounded because of the altimeter pressure sensor shortage.
Oh,
Huge mess. Well, STS is leading the way in 3D printing to make certified replicas. So even when the regular supply chain is a mess, they can still make those crucial parts, get those planes back in the air.
That is a game changer. So instead of waiting like forever for a part, they could have it in like days.
That's the idea. It just goes to show how these new technologies are solving real problems.
Totally. And last but not least, we've got globalair.com, and they're taking this broader view. They're looking at the whole picture of aircraft maintenance. It's like a, I don't know, a matchmaking service, but for MROs.
That's a great analogy.
They connect them with interior designers, aircraft painters, you name it, all in one place online.
It's fantastic, right? The industry is realizing that maintaining an aircraft is more than just, making sure the engine works. It's everything.
It's the whole package deal. And
Exacto.
they're making it so much easier so MROs can find what they need without the hassle.
Exactly. Saves them time, money, a whole lot of stress, honestly.
For sure. Okay, so we've got these four awesome companies, each tackling this part shortage their own way. But even with all this incredible tech, there's this big thing we can't ignore: the pandemic. I mean, sure, things are getting back to normal for travelers, but all that disruption, those factories shutting down, it's still having a ripple effect.
Absolutely. That definitely was like a wake-up call for everyone. Nobody could have predicted those vulnerabilities in the supply chain. It really, really exposed them.
So these companies we've been talking about, how'd they handle it? Did they have to get like super creative or
I think it was a little of both. like take Farsound. They saw during the pandemic that there was this need for things to be more localized, you know? Like when global shipping was a mess, they realized that having just a couple of big warehouses, it wasn't enough.
Oh, interesting. So they changed their whole approach.
Yeah, they started setting up more warehouses, but regional ones. So those parts would be closer to the MROs that needed them. And it was smart because even when the global supply chain was totally stressed, they could keep those parts moving.
That's thinking ahead. What about ILS? With their, you know, their massive system and all that AI, they must have been somewhat prepared, right?
I'm sure it helped. But they had to adapt, too, you know? Think about it. Trying to predict what parts people need when air travel basically stopped.
Right.
Their algorithms had never seen anything like that.
So they had to, like, retrain their AI?
Pretty much. They put a ton of work into those AI models so they can handle that kind of crazy upswing and downswing.
Yeah.
They basically had to learn on the fly how to deal with the totally unexpected. And honestly, I think it made their systems even better, more ready for whatever comes next, you know?
That's so interesting. So it wasn't all doom and gloom during the pandemic. It sounds like some companies actually used it as a chance to get ahead. But adapting is one thing. What about the long game? What do you think the future of parts procurement looks like? 5 years, 10 years down the line.
Well, I think the companies we've been talking about, they're already building that future, investing in these cutting-edge technologies to make things faster, more efficient, just better. Like, imagine AI that goes way beyond just forecasting. I'm talking about systems that can actually spot disruptions before they happen.
Oh.
Right? So MROs can adjust their strategies before things become a problem.
That's, like, next level, like having a crystal ball for your parts.
Exactly. And there's a lot of talk about blockchain.
Oh, right.
You know, changing how we do transparency and security in the supply chain. Imagine every single part, you could track its entire journey from the factory to the plane.
Wow.
And it'd all be on this tamper-proof system.
So you're talking about, like, no more fake parts, right? Because you'd know exactly where it came from.
Exactly. Like, that's the kind of trust and accountability that blockchain could bring in. Yeah. And it's not just about the tech itself either. These companies, they're also, like, rethinking how they work with customers. It's not just those, you know, call centers anymore.
Right.
It's more like personalized on-site help. Imagine, like, you've got this team of experts and they're there to guide you through the whole process.
So it's like having, like, a personal shopper, but for aircraft parts.
That's a great way to put it. It's realizing that in this crazy industry, those relationships really matter. Just as much as the technology does.
I get it. So it's kind of like instead of sourcing parts being this mad dash, it's becoming a well-oiled machine, right?
Right. That's the goal.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think we're getting close.
Yeah.
That pandemic, yeah, it was disruptive, but it really made the industry step up. Those innovations, those are here to stay.
So we're looking at, like, parts being easier to find, easier to buy, just easier to deal with, period.
Right.
More transparency, knowing where stuff comes from, and all that tech. Working with real people who know their stuff, it's actually kind of exciting when you think about it.
I think so, too. And it shows you how resilient aviation is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'll always be challenges, but this industry, it's got a pretty good track record of figuring them out.
That's for sure.
You know, if I could leave our listeners with one last thought, it'd be this. Pay attention to the power of information.
Okay.
We've been talking about all this data, all these systems. But at the end of the day, it's about the people using them.
Knowing the right questions to ask.
Exactly.
Right.
Knowing how to, like, make sense of all that data and actually use it. So whether you're, like, an old pro or just starting out, always keep learning.
So true. That's a wrap on our deep dive into aircraft parts. We've seen some pretty amazing ways companies are using tech to not just get through tough times, but build a better future for the whole industry.
It's been a pleasure talking with you today.
Thanks for joining us. Until next time, happy flying.